Yeah, how do I sound, Mr. Wayne? The level's correct. I'm just trying to keep it kosher. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yo, check this out. Driving around town, top down, black Benzo. Of course, I'm blasting my HD radio. Monday through Friday, 8 to 11. My dial's locked on that hot talk station. Tim Conway Jr., his show's so great. OG Valley Stud repping 818. Been hearing forever how his dad's so good, but you won't find a dude who's less Hollywood. At 97.1, I'm his biggest fan, but he still needs a partner. Yeah, I said it, man. Hey, Jerry, cue up that big red mic. Make it hot. Let the stud start the show.
All right, welcome, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, live at 97.1 Free FM. Joining us for the next 3 hours, Danny Bonaducci.
Hey, kids.
Man.
How you doing, man?
Look at you, dude. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you. I didn't know your show just started like
it
that. You're
just
sitting here chatting.
Up, man. That's the nice thing about it. We just hit the road running here.
I like that.
All right, something happened this morning that I don't think has ever happened in Southern California. It hasn't happened in the last 27 years. Some dude got eaten by a shark in San Diego.
Sure did.
Jerry, please. This is still fresh news.
You know, it's weird that he used the term eaten because sharks usually bite people by mistake and spit them out. That is a proven fact. They did this whole research. They think they're biting into a seal or something, and the texture is just different, and they spit people back out. They almost never kill them.
Well, I think this guy got wiped out on by getting bitten on the legs, but here to tell us more about it from CBS is Paul Majors.
Yeah.
How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
All right, Danny Bonaducci's with us.
Hey, Paul, I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
All right, so, Paul, what happened this morning?
Well, Danny's right. First of all, sharks don't like to eat humans. You know, they like, you know, tuna, they like sea lions, they like all of that. And Danny's right. Typically, a shark bites and spits you right out. That's probably what happened in this case as well. Unfortunately, this great white, they figure, was probably 12 to 17 feet long.
Oh, wow. Geez.
So the guy is a triathlete, right? In fact, here's the irony of the situation. He's a retired veterinarian.
Yeah.
I mean, he spends his whole life saving animals and helping animals, and then, an animal kills him.
Yeah, so but then again, he's a show-off triathlete, so I'm not all that upset at his death.
Yeah, well, and he was in his 60s.
This club down there, right, in Solana Beach, and they're out swimming in a large group, right? And great whites like to patrol along the bottom and look up, and what they look for, you know, are silhouettes they identify. And these guys were wearing black wetsuits as well.
Right.
And so the shark came up from underneath, grabbed him, bit him across both legs. And we had an interview with an eyewitness who, we didn't air the whole thing. You couldn't air part of what he said.
Too gruesome?
Yeah, it really was. In fact, one leg, I guess, literally the only thing there was the bone of the leg.
Oh, ba-boom.
Yeah, so the guy bled to death. You know, he died right on the speed. They hauled him out of the water right to the lifeguard station, but that's
Jesus.
Where he died.
You know, I actually heard that he would have made it if he wasn't carrying his lucky ham with him.
Jesus. Yeah. That was a good idea. Great whites are migrating right now down to Baja.
And I see.
They're moving through the other. In fact, one expert we interviewed today said the sharks probably, just continued to head south, and he's out of the area already.
Oh, so then they've closed 17 miles of beaches?
8 miles of beach are closed right now. Earlier today, they shut down 17 miles.
Oh, wow. One shark?
Yeah.
8 miles are closed right now.
Remember a few years ago, there was that big shark. I don't know if it was a migration, but there was a big shark school, if you will, off Malibu, and everybody was, freaked out about it.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah.
We had the helicopter up in the air showing that.
I'm a fan of radio stunts, stupid radio stunts.
Right.
They'll live on a billboard for years or whatever it is. I love that stuff, because that's when I started radio 20 years ago, when everybody used to do that.
Right.
And you know what I did? As my partner talked on the air, I drove to Malibu, I had my wetsuit with me, covered myself in steaks and went swimming as close as I could get to the sharks. Because I just figured, what are the odds that I'm really going to get bitten by a shark?
Right, exactly.
I mean, I didn't see any sharks. The guys were saying the sharks are right out there. I didn't see them. I was in the water about 5 minutes, but it got some play. Yeah,
and it turns out that the California great whites are vegans anyway.
Vegans, yeah.
Exactly.
All right, so what are they going to... Now, this hasn't happened in some 27 years?
Yeah, particularly down there. The last guy who died from a shark attack in California, that was right up off of Mendocino County. This was a scuba diver, a skin diver, rather, who was diving for abalone. And he was attacked by a great white. And then in 2003, a woman was killed. She was swimming in Avila Beach up by San Luis Obispo.
Right.
And when they found her, she had, she was missing part of one leg. And oddly enough, somehow the shark managed to rip off her swimsuit. So,
wow.
Billy's a very aggressive shark.
So, wow. So Heather
liked the way it was ending. That's why he bit her.
Right. So Heather Mills would have made it.
You know, she went swimming at night by herself, so no one ever saw anything.
Who the hell does that?
That's
though?
So funny. That's very funny, buddy. If you'd have been Heather Mills, can you see a great white going, oh, I hate fake food. I hate all these preservatives. People taste like plastic these days.
All right. Paul Majors is with us from CBS. The big story here and the lead story on KCAL. Watching KCAL right now. It's Dave Lopez, I believe, covering it. I believe it
is. Dave. Down there, yeah. We have a lot of people down there, actually.
Yeah, Lopez usually covers Orange County. Yep. He does a great job.
Yeah, he does.
And next time I see him, I'm going to buy him a sports coat that's his size. But I want to tell you, folks.
No, you know what's funny? Because you said it was eaten by a shark, and that's why I pointed out that sharks don't usually like the texture or taste of people.
Right.
When it's a great white, I didn't think about that you probably didn't mean literally eaten and digested. You're bitten by a shark 17 feet long.
Right.
You're going to bleed to death if it got a good bite of you.
Yeah,
it doesn't make it, if it wants you or not.
Right.
How, what a terrible way to die. The man's just been rejected.
Right.
You know, by a fish, no less.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
been rejected.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I don't like your flavor, dude.
Yeah.
You know, the other thing, Danny, pace off 17 feet. I mean, we go, you know, the shark's 17 feet, and you go, oh, yeah, okay, that's a big fish. But if you stand up and, you know, pace off 17 feet and take a look at that from where it starts to where you end, it's huge.
Okay, also remember that animals, most animals, especially including a shark, is nothing but muscle. It's nothing but meat. So they weigh much more. Like a 6-foot shark that didn't look that thick would weigh 3 times what a 6-foot man would weigh.
Right.
So imagine the weight of this thing, too. But to give you an idea, Shaquille O'Neal is 7'2". So you put Shaquille O'Neal on Shaquille O'Neal's shoulders,
right.
and he's still only 14'4".
And then add mini-me.
Add Gary Coleman, and you've got yourself the shark that bit this guy.
Okay. I actually would probably be more fearful of that in the ocean. Wow, it's Shaquille O'Neal standing on Shaquille O'Neal's shoulder, and Gary Coleman coming after
him. They're wearing him as a hat. That's the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
I'm going to sleep tonight.
All right, now, so I think that's over for people jumping in the water, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, who the hell goes in the ocean anyway in Southern California?
It's too damn cold.
It's too cold, and when you go in there, you get staphylococcus, you get all kinds of, you know, bacterial diseases, your ears are on fire, you get viruses that F your stomach up, you get the runs. You know what it's like, Paul.
Yeah, well, the runs I do, yeah. I got to go right now.
It's usually kids.
These guys have been in the water every day, though. I mean, they're in there every day. They all live right there on the beach. It's their little, I think it's called, it's Tide Beach is where they were. And
they've got their
little triathlete club, so they're out there training every day.
Jesus Christ. In fact,
one of the members of the group said that's the first time they've actually even ever seen a shark in all the years that they've been going out there and swimming.
Yeah, they also took a sheriff's helicopter, and up and down the coast over the loudspeaker in the helicopter, they were warning people to get out of the water.
Really?
Yeah.
That would freak me out.
That would really freak
me
out.
That would freak me out.
Yeah. And especially, you know, if you're out here on vacation, you come out to Southern California, you're going to stay in La Jolla or, you know, Del Mar. It's beautiful down there. And the moment you get there, you hit the sand, a helicopter, you know, comes over you like Apocalypse Now.
Yeah, and the weather's as gorgeous as it is right now, so you do want to get in the water.
Yeah, I wonder if that's going to affect tourism in San Diego.
I don't think it will affect the tourism, but certainly they won't be going in the water. Yeah.
I don't know that one shark attack will, but the movie Jaws is based on an actual event in 1940s Atlantic City.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, a single shark killed 12 people. Went up and down the shore and killed people, and it was a disaster for tourism.
You know, Danny Bonaducci is with us. Paul Majors is on the phone. I looked this up before the show. There's only 4 people that died last year of shark attacks. 4 people out of the, 6 billion people. So the odds of you winning the lottery are better than you getting killed from a shark attack.
What a crappy day to do both.
you guys are smart. What a sex bit we had on here today.
The what?
The sex bit we had on our news today.
Right.
He talked about what you were just talking about, Tim. He
said,
you're more likely to die from a soda pop vending machine.
Wow.
What the hell does that mean?
I guess they fall on you.
A can of Coke firing out at you, knocking you out, killing you.
Yeah, hitting you right in the nuts.
Tell me more than 4 people died last year from a soda vending machine.
I bet that's true.
What if it's the same machine?
The guy said that, and I sat on the set, and I know I looked like a confused dog for about an hour sitting up there.
Right.
Odd thing.
All right. Very odd. Now, this is your lead story tonight. Is that right?
Yes, it is. Yep.
All right. Paul Majors.
We have another one, though, I do want to tell you about. Please, sure. Like. Yeah, very quickly. It's about, you have this LAPD warehouse, right? And it's got refrigeration units in it. It was sitting in that warehouse right now as we speak are thousands and thousands of rape kits. And basically what that means is, bodily fluids, underwear with fluids on them in sexual assault cases. And these things are just sitting there because there's not enough money to process them.
Is that right?
Yeah, this story, I'm telling you what, if your listeners tune in tonight, you're going to be outraged over this. I'm going to give you an example of what we uncovered in our little investigation tonight. There's a case of a woman who was living alone with her teenage son. She was raped by a guy who broke into her house in the middle of the night and held her hostage for like several hours and just really brutally sexually assaulted her. She reported it immediately. She went in for an exam. They collected all the evidence they needed. Her rape kit sat in that warehouse for 6 months.
Wow.
Had they processed that thing, they would have been able to identify this guy because he was a registered sexual offender. In the meantime, he went on to rape another woman in that 6 months and a kid.
Jesus
wow.
Christ.
Yeah.
You know, they also could have nailed him if they just picked up part of the street squad here at 97.1.
So this story really is an amazing story. And another figure about it is they just don't have any money to process to do the DNA test.
That's
right?
Outrageous.
And even if they got the money, in fact, Chief Bratton is trying to go to the private sector to raise funds. And I think he's been somewhat successful. He's raised like $1 million. But they need about $7 million to begin processing this backlog of rape kits.
Outrageous.
I mean, it's a warehouse. And one expert says even if they got the dough right now,
right,
they're so backed up because they haven't had the money that it would take 3 to 5 years to test all of the stockpiled evidence.
Wow. Well, it's just more proof. If you're going to get raped, don't do it in L.A.
Yeah, bad call.
You know?
Yeah.
L.A. is, it's just another way we live in the third world here.
It's a terribly sad story. I know the story, but I can't think of any place like, it would be worse to be raped in the Congo, though. You know what I mean? It's like, it's also hot and sticky and malaria.
Right.
There are, I mean, if you're, just because we're not putting out the money to catch the actual criminal.
Right.
You're getting nice weather and things like that. You're not out in the Congo getting bitten by mosquitoes
exactly
and coming home
right.
and dying.
Oh, that is unbelievable.
I just wanted to stick up for our city and couldn't think of another way.
Yeah. I can't believe that that's happened, though. All right, so those are the big stories tonight on Channel 2.
Yeah, we got a bunch of other stuff. But that the shark story and then that DNA, the testing case.
The testing case. I'm aware of that.
Story, really,
I'm aware of that story, and it is. It's outlandish.
That's outrageous. All right, Paul, thanks for checking in, buddy.
All right, Dave, Tim, you guys have a good weekend.
All right,
see you, buddy.
You too, man.
All right, thanks.
All right,
man.
There he goes. Everybody, Paul Majors. Look at that. Let's take some calls here. Who the F still goes in the ocean? You know anybody that goes in the ocean?
An adult?
Friend, yeah, or a family member?
My kid, my daughter.
Goes in the ocean?
Doesn't care how cold it is.
Jumps in.
I mean, on a cold day, she'll still jump in and go right into the ocean.
It's cold, it's filthy, there's sharks out there.
Do you know what I think it is? I think it started when she was a little kid, and this happens to adults. I've noticed this happen to adults, that you get, what is it called, an idiosyncrasy.
Right.
That you build an idiosyncrasy you didn't mean to, and then you get stuck with it because everybody says, oh, that's your idiosyncrasy.
Right.
I think she used to always go in the ocean when she was a little girl. She didn't care how cold it was, and she never got cold. And we always commented on it.
Right.
And now I think it's a thing she's kind of like forced to do.
Right.
My sister used to bound up the stairs to her second floor apartment, and everybody would make a reference to her energy.
Right.
Well, she's lived in that same apartment 25 years, and she's my age.
Right.
She doesn't want to bound up the stairs anymore, but she's known as the girl that bounds up the stairs.
Right, exactly.
So she flies up these stairs. She doesn't want to anymore. I think sometimes you get stuck with something you used to do.
Right. Well, I think that, I was the same way. I was able to throw a Nerf football. Like, I could literally throw it 85 yards in the air.
Jeez.
I mean, it was I couldn't pass, math in high school, but I could throw a football 85 yards.
Enough.
And so I was like always known as the guy that could throw that football very far. Well, I tried it about 2 years ago, and I threw my arm out, and I was in pain for about 6 months. But I still can't lift it above my shoulder.
Really?
Yeah, but that's what I was like known for. So I still, when I go out there, like, hey, throw the ball. I'm like, I can't move this goddamn arm.
I was known as the guy from the Partridge Family. Damn if I'm not still stuck with it.
All right, gang. Is anybody still going in this ocean? And if you do, do you walk out and you're instantly sick? Does it take a day or two? Here are the phone numbers, 520-9710. What are you catching from that ocean? And who the Christ is still going in it?
And does the coldness of the water numb the stickiness of the needles that are always floating out there?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because you're always coming out with hypodermics in your body.
Yeah, and there's
medical waste.
Human feces.
Oh, of course. What's a day at the beach without feces?
Yeah. And, you know what? It's outrageous that we live in Southern California, and the beaches in Southern California are a disaster.
Yeah.
It is outrageous that this has happened. You go to Florida or you go to the Bahamas. The Bahamas doesn't have half the money that we do. And they have beautiful, pristine beaches.
Yeah, plus, they're not lined with movie stars like right. Malibu is. Not right. only does this, you know, I believe I'm still correct, although it's an old stat, but I believe if California broke off from the United States of America and became a country, it would be the seventh richest country in the world.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
So, I'm fine. Let's have a war. Let's secede. But then in that case, so Barbra Streisand and who's the king of Malibu? Mel Gibson right. and all those guys. We've got more money than anybody. The movie stars dot the beach, yet the beaches are filthy.
Yeah.
That makes no sense to me.
It is outrageous. All right, here are the phone numbers. Is anybody still going in that ocean? 520-9710. That's our main number here in Southern California. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. That's 888-520-9710. But what is the solution? I mean, you know, they're filthy as hell. You can't do anything about the temperature. It's just always going to be cold. You can't put a big pool heater up there. But it's filthy as hell. The, what is it, Heal the Bay comes out every year and gives these beaches grades from A to F. And they're usually Fs in Santa Monica Bay. Everywhere from Pacific Peninsula all the way up through Pacific Palisades, that whole area.
In other words, if the beaches of Los Angeles were a restaurant, you wouldn't eat in them.
It's exactly right.
See,
yeah.
after a B, I'm done.
Right.
I'm not going anywhere. B's at certain kind of restaurants.
Right.
That's enough for me. You give it an F, I'm not eating there, let alone swimming in it.
I remember eating at a Chinese restaurant when we were back in Koreatown, and I ordered my Chinese food, and I was taken out of the restaurant, and I see a celebrity on the wall. They had one celebrity picture on the wall, and it was Stevie Wonder, right? I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool. So I'm walking out of the restaurant, and I see as I'm walking out, the restaurant got a C, and I have a bag of Chinese food, and I'm thinking to myself, man, the only celebrity they have is a guy that couldn't right. see the grade on the front door.
Right, and interesting, there's also a kind of a riddle there. What do they have that Stevie Wonder doesn't have?
Right.
The
yeah.
ability to have a C.
Right, exactly. But I got sick as hell from that food.
Did you get sick?
Oh,
you
yeah.
saw the C?
Oh, I saw the C and it was over.
You don't think it was psychosomatic?
I'm sure it was. I'm sure it was.
Because I've only seen one C, but it was on a sushi restaurant.
No.
Who would go in a sushi restaurant without a C in the window?
Exactly. All right, let's talk to Diego in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1. How are you?
What's up, Diego?
What's up, brother?
Hey.
Hey, so check it out. I'm a surfer, man, like a bunch of the other guys are, and we still go in the water like every time of the year. Like even though it's cold, you get wetsuits, and you can still get in the water.
Hey, Diego, did anybody ever tell you that surfers are supposed to sound like Spicoli? You are the least surfer-sounding human being I've ever heard.
Yeah, but it's pretty cold, though, and then January, February, it's pretty cold.
Right.
It's
Diego,
cold, but
what, you never catch anything. You never get an earache? You never get a sore throat?
No, not really, though. Sometimes it can happen, but sometimes it can be only for the winds or whatever.
Nah, I just don't believe you're capable of getting disease. And
yeah.
That's possible.
There are people that are immune to. I'm immune to a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
I'm immune to poison oak and poison ivy.
Is that right?
That's how I used to get even my brother, who is the largest Bonaducci in captivity, Anthony.
Right.
Is about 225 pounds of Bonaducci. And we're a small little Italian
fat guy
family.
Or a big guy or a muscle.
He's chubby, but he's also unreasonably strong.
Right.
He shouldn't be as strong as he is. He's, you know, hulkish, as
right.
in, you know, maybe he should be able to bench 200 pounds because he doesn't work out much, and he'll just grab 300 pounds at the gym to show off and then do it. But anyway, he'd beat my ass one day for something. I'd wait for him to go to sleep, and I'd go up into the hill next door, and I'd grab some poison oak or poison ivy and rub it in his face while I was asleep.
Oh, Jesus.
Seal his eyes shut, and he couldn't move for days.
And you're not affected at all by it?
Not at all.
By poison oak?
Mm-mm. Wow. I think, this is going to be a weird one, I'm immune to herpes.
Is that right?
I think so.
Why, because you certainly should have had it by now?
In that case, I'm immune to everything if I should have had it by now. But no, I've had two girlfriends with herpes. One had had it most of her life. She said she had got it when she was 13.
Jerry, please.
And this woman was 30.
Right.
And we always used protection, always, because she said she'd had it so long she couldn't really tell when symptoms were starting. But I had a girlfriend before her, and before I was well-informed. And by the way, I've seen the commercial now that 70% of people who have herpes got it from their lover who didn't know they were having an outbreak. And this girl and I never used protection. She just said, okay, not now. And I said, okay. Right. And I still don't have them and been checked, and I'm not a carrier of them. Nobody I've ever been with has them.
What is the protection yet? Like a motorcycle helmet?
No, man, you wear a condom, fool.
Oh, for genital herpes. Oh, yeah. I thought you were talking about that. Like,
no,
the oral
I'm talking about
herpes.
The big ones. We're talking about the serious ones.
Oh, boom.
Yeah, so I think I might be. I don't know. I think I was just safe with the first girl and incredibly safe with the second girl.
Right. So if you had a chick who had herpes and poison oak in her vagina, you're good to go.
I would say that's the girl for me, actually. Right. I would say they made that girl just for me.
Oh, man. Well, if you run across that girl, have her come in. She's an interesting specimen. All right, folks, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. More of your calls when we come back. Who still goes in the ocean, man? You got sharks killing people. You got staphylococcus out there. It's freezing. It's filthy. It's dirty. And Danny Bonaducci is with us. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Danny Bonaducci is with us. Always nice to see you.
Always a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, look at that. 2 to 3 o'clock every single day on 97.1 Free FM. You can hear Danny Bonaducci. So tune in right after Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. And they must just be getting done with their big pink taco tonight.
Yeah, I was thinking about going down there on the way here.
Yeah.
And then I was just too far to figure it out to get there and back in time. But those guys put on when they go out in public, like there are some jocks that go, okay, this is my job.
Right.
And there are some jocks that say, hey, these guys pay my rent. How can I entertain them? Frosty, Heidi, and Frank are those guys.
Yeah,
what can I do for you? So everybody, my guess is everybody's wasted.
Ooh, I like tacos.
Heidi, please. All right. Is anybody still going in the ocean? You got sharks killing people down in San Diego. You got filthy beaches here in Southern California. What happened? Let's talk to a Todd in Long Beach on 97.1.
How you doing, guys?
Hey.
Hey, man.
Yeah, I like the snorkel in Palos Verdes. Palos Verdes is pretty clean. I live in Long Beach. It's kind of messed up, though, because of the L.A. River and the San Gabriel River brings all the trash down.
Yeah, what do you, walk down the cliffs there and get in the water?
Yeah, walk down the cliffs, and I would love to see a shark. That'd be cool.
Nice.
I mean, I've been diving for 25 years. I've never seen a shark.
I snorkel, and I have, as a matter of fact, I had a boat for a while to ran it up on the beach, but I dropped anchor in Malibu in a cove, and it wouldn't come up, and I had my tanks with me and everything, so I dove down, just get an anchor that was only like 20 feet down.
Right.
I could not see a thing, not a thing. I had to hold on to the rope, and by the way, that movie, when my daughter asked me, what's the scariest movie you ever saw? It's either The Exorcist for fear of immediacy, or just watching it, it's scary.
Right.
But Jaws has scared me since the day I saw it, at least twice a year.
Yeah,
you're in the ocean, you're underwater, and all of a sudden you can hear that theme music in your head, man. And I'm going down the rope. I'm pulling myself down the rope because I can't see a thing. And swear to God, in my own head, I'm hearing this sound.
I think that is coming from your head.
I hope everybody else is hearing this. And all of a sudden I saw this flash, and I flipped out and popped up to the top, and I realized that this movie's made such an impression. I had bought recently gloves with bright green lining.
Right.
And I saw my own hand for a second. Oh, and that was enough. Dude,
so
out of the water like a cork.
All right. Is anybody going to these oceans? How about Javier on the 210 freeway? You're on 97.1. How are you?
Hey, guys. Love both of you guys.
Hey, thanks,
show.
Thanks, man.
I was at a Santa Monica Pier a few weeks ago. And
get out of here.
It's actually... I've actually had the... What's it called?
Staphylococcus. But I think Peyronie's. What is the disease when you can't when you have an erection all the time?
It sounds a lot like that car that runs on energy. Because of a P.
It's like a Prius or
it sounds like a Prius.
Prenus. Okay, let's talk to a Sam. And
I wouldn't call a doctor. I'd call my friends. I'd go, come over and see this thing. It won't go away.
All right, let's talk to a Sam. You're on 97.1.
Hey guys.
Hey, all right, dude.
Listen, I got to tell you something. I love the ocean. My family originally came to the country from Egypt. They lived right in Alexandria, Egypt, right on the coast. So That's how I get to love the beach. I grew up in Newport.
I heard that.
I can tell you this.
Go ahead.
Sorry?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I used to live in Newport, and spent almost a great chunk of my life there. And the biggest problem you have is you got these, I don't want to say they're illegal immigrants. I don't want to call them lowlifes, but you got these low-income people. They show up to the, they come to the beach and bring half the refrigerator with them. You know, they wherever they grew up, unsanitary kind of conditions, wherever country they came from or where they live, and they could bring it to the beach. And then they leave, they just don't clean up behind themselves. They drop a ton of garbage, bags, bottles, and crap. You just leave.
I know.
Then you walk behind them, you see all this trash. Now, times out by a couple hundred of these people a day at the beach, and you got about, you know, they say something about 5 tons of debris left on the beaches every day.
Right. Now, are you speaking of specifically the Canadians?
No, I'm more south of the border.
Oh, all right.
Actually, when we're speaking of the Canadians, we're south of the border.
Yeah.
Don't talk about us.
But no, he does have a point that a lot of people do, you know, they bring... And it's not, obviously, you know, just the people from Mexico, but it is, you know, families that bring all kinds of crap to the beach. They bring half the refrigerator. They eat all that crap. All the paper is left there. You know, the people that, you can't smoke on the beaches anymore in California.
Which is crazy because the whole thing's an ashtray.
Yeah, the whole thing is sand.
It's like the perfect ashtray.
It's a 700-mile-long ashtray.
Can't you promise to clean up your butts, so to speak, and then leave me alone? I quit. I can't believe I'm still this mad. But I remember when they passed that law, I went crazy. How much time do you think I spend driving from Hollywood to the beach?
Right.
I don't do it often. But I remember being up in arms when they said there's another place I can't smoke.
Yeah, you can't smoke in Burbank. You can't smoke in Santa Monica. In Santa Monica, you can't smoke within, I think, 25 feet of any office building. Or you got to be moving. You got
to
be walking.
You know where a bad place to be a smoker is? I mean, any place nowadays, like, New York City, same deal. You can't smoke within 20 feet of the door.
Right.
I lived in Chicago. And you want to go outside, they have 70-degree below-zero
factor. Right, yeah.
And you've got to go 20 feet away from any kind of shelter that would block the wind. You really have to want to smoke.
Right. Yeah, it does actually. If you want to quit smoking, just move to Chicago in December.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk to Jen in Moore Park here on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Hi, guys.
Hi. Right.
You go in the ocean?
Okay, no. No.
Wow. That's an emphatic
one. Okay.
Right.
All growing up, like my family, we'd go, but I was always terrified since seeing Jaws that I was going to get eaten by a shark. And so my dad would try to get me to go in, but I just, you know, like put the toes in the water once in a while, but just not into the ocean. Well, about 10 years ago, I started dating this guy. And of course, his first surprise date for me is a picnic at the beach. And so I'm like digging this guy, and he's like, oh, let's go in the water. And I'm like, oh, you know, I've never like really gone in. And so I kind of started telling him this, and I'm like, yeah, I'm not a big fan of the ocean, like the picnic part, that's great and everything, but don't really want to go in the water. And he's like, oh, nothing's going to happen. We go in, I'm like waist deep. We're just kind of messing around. He finds a big chunk of seaweed, throws it at me, joking around, and there's a condom hanging off of it. Yeah. I just looked at him, and I'm like, seriously, I went in the ocean for the first time for this. Like, no.
Thanks.
That was 10 years ago, and I've got 3 kids, and I take them, and they're like, Mommy, let's go in the water. No, Dad will take you.
That's
like,
fantastic.
I will not even touch it. It's disgusting.
All right, thanks for calling, baby. That is a great call, a condom.
By the way, this just in, priapism is when you have an erection that lasts
priapism.
More than 4 hours.
There you go.
I did not know that. Won't take credit. It just came up on your computer screen.
Let's take a break here. Danny Bonaducci is with us. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. When we come back, Adam Carolla will be joining us to talk about his new movie, The Hammer.
Look at
that. Yeah. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Bonaducci is with us. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.